Welcome, everyone, once again to another episode of the NOC.
Yeah.
Hey, you still chimed in. Very good.
Even or a ding dong in his mouth.
That's great.
Yes.
That's funny, man.
That's kind of funny.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? not one of the funniest movies. I think it needs to get higher on my
comedy list. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
This is still so good.
Yo, wait a minute. This is actually like.
That's an ice cream sandwich.
For real?
With.
I thought it was.
It's ice cream in the middle of the ding dong stuff.
Oh, dude, I thought it was like ice cream flavor, like cream. This is the. I touched it and it's cold. Now I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Wait
we
a
have.
Minute.
Yeah. The Rev has brought a spread tonight.
Oh!
We're trying some new stuff. We're trying a.
Dude!
Ding dongs, ice cream, frozen ding dongs. And then
and steals our ding
we're
dong.
Also drinking. We're washing it down with some ginger ale and lemonade, a new Canada Dry flavor.
It's so good.
So,
yeah. So we're gonna
be eating
while we do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I already had one.
Ice cream and then the ginger ale.
It's not bad, Shannon. Only 180 calories. So
he's only 180.
Yeah.
Well, I can do that. I mean,
made from real ginger and real juice
and real ale
and real ale
and real dong.
What?
The ding dong.
Oh, the ding dong. Yeah, the ding dong is big, real dong. It's so good. I know, it's so good. You know, I just
really hoping these would suck.
You know, I just gargled and I made like a float in my throat.
Just talking about something else.
You know, I thought that was a real funny joke and nobody laughed.
Oh man.
Hey.
A float because it's.
I just can't believe Shannon just said made by real dong.
Dude, that's super good.
No, 100% real dong.
Yeah, the ingredients.
That's good.
Hey, let's go around the table right quick. Who we got?
Scaff, the Ginger Ninja.
Trash.
Shantek, how you doing? Everybody's doing. Oh, great. All right.
We are enjoying ourselves so far. We know that you're not, but we are.
See, as far as a show tonight, there's not a whole lot for us to do.
Be ready for the unexpected. Yeah. That's what we're saying.
This is going to be a good one.
We just don't have much to talk about tonight.
No, I mean,
oh,
we
I do.
We definitely don't have anything planned, which is about like normal.
Yeah.
But
we are even less organized than we usually are. So get ready for a great show.
So what did we do this last week, guys?
Dude.
Yes.
Well, went to a place called Jungle Gyms, Cincinnati.
Really?
You've been there, Shannon, haven't you?
I have.
It was pretty fantastic.
It's a pretty unique place, isn't it?
Yes.
I've never been.
If you're a foodie, which I am, you go in this place in Cincinnati. I mean, it's basically Cincinnati. It's in a little town, Springfield or something like that.
Something like that.
Walk in there. It's an international market. It has food from every country, snacks, pop, all that stuff from every country around the world. So you just tour around there. You know, we got some snacks. We got Ricky some drinks. In the
look at his face.
Puerto Rican section.
Look at his face. He had ding dong all over his face. You see, he had ding dong.
He had some cream on the top lip.
Woo! Hey. Did he wipe? Can somebody bring up his hairband?
You have to see it to believe it.
It's scary. I'm afraid to. I'm just trying to look from his forehead down.
So anyway,
no big thing.
Jungle Gym, Cincinnati. Watched a movie. Mother's Day. Oh, that's what happened last weekend for me.
That sounds fun.
We ended up watching. My wife wanted to see the new Melissa McCarthy movie.
Awesome.
It was pretty good.
Did she
what's
fall
it called?
And
The Life of the Party.
Okay. Going back to college or something like that?
Yeah. Basically, if you've seen Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, hey, I get no respect.
Kind of got that storyline.
So let me guess. Does she trip and fall and hit something in this movie?
She falls at least once.
And I think that's in her contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, when she does that, it's kind of...
It's kind of funny.
The funniest thing.
It's
kind of
funny.
I ain't mad at her, man. She's all right.
No, in fact, it was the cleanest of her movies lately.
Wow.
Too, so I appreciated that.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Pretty what about good. You, Red?
Red? Wow, that's he's thinking.
I don't think I did anything.
See, this is why you should tune in to in the us. In we're very interesting.
in the 7 days since we did the last one, have you? I mean, you've been super busy. Have you had time to
you
post
went to
the other one?
You went to you went to a lake and fish.
Oh yeah, oh, I did right. go fishing.
Yeah,
so that was fun.
You did?
You went fishing?
Yeah. It's not your turn.
Gone. they looked at me because my stories are more exciting.
I went fishing on my kayak.
Crap up.
And then I've been playing Conan Exiles.
Nice.
Like crazy. With crazy. You, Shannon.
What?
I said with you, Shannon.
Oh.
Shantek.
I'm like addicted to it right now.
You want to use professional means.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's turned out to be better than I thought.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's I got second place in my daughter's high school physics, I guess, test last week. I was pretty proud of that.
You did?
You did?
A little upsetting at first, but.
You did your daughter's project?
Yeah, she had to do a wind generator, and I helped.
That's
I helped
the
her.
Funniest thing.
But
you didn't help. You did the whole thing.
But some little punk out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably his dad built one a little bit better.
Wow.
Had to turn 1.5 amps or volts, and like we got 2 point something, and this some other kid had a little bit more than us, so he got first. But anyway, besides that,
gosh,
hurt my pride a little bit.
Wow.
I bet.
Anyway,
what happened?
And play a little bit of Conan. So
that sounds fun. You know what I did?
What'd you do, Rick?
I went fishing with Sarah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
It was so bad that my hook didn't even get stuck in a rock. That's how bad it was.
Wow.
Yeah. Where'd you go fishing at?
We went to the Monroe Darn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we went somewhere else, but I don't remember where it was. Some boat ramp looking thing. But anyways.
Yeah.
So now I'm officially addicted to Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That show is so funny, man.
I was going to save that for my news, but go ahead.
What news? I'm just telling you, I started binge watching.
B99 is back.
Well, I didn't know because
the 99 is back.
That's not what I was talking about.
Suck it, Scalf.
Dude, that show is so funny.
He was so happy last week.
But you could have still waited.
I had a feeling that one was going to get picked back up.
That was the only one, though.
Yeah.
Of everything that Fox cut, and there's a lot of networks cutting stuff last week.
A lot.
I mean, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Fox, they cut Lucifer, but they brought back Last Man Standing, which was.
Wait, Fox did? Yeah. I thought a different network did.
Uh-uh.
Fox did? Oh, okay.
Fox said no more X-Files.
No.
Whoa. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is wrong with them?
Yep.
That's weird.
Well.
What? It's a good show.
Yeah. I think there was just a lot of. I don't know. I was reading a lot of stuff that Gillian Anderson didn't want to come back.
Oh, yeah. She was done, I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. And so. Then I guess Fox decided they were going to cancel it because they don't want to do it without her. And then Jillian came back and said something about them canceling it. I don't know. It's weird.
Now, when you say Fox, you mean Fox Mulder?
Yeah.
He was going to cancel it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure David Duchovny would probably do it for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know if he does much else.
That's true.
Although I've always had a movie idea with him in mind.
You know, uh-oh.
Yeah. Can't get into that here. But I have a script idea that I always, if I ever became that person, I would write with David Duchovny as the main lead.
That's great.
You remember when he was like super famous?
I liked him in Evolution.
Yeah. I mean, there was
a time.
Great
movie.
Yeah,
where
he was
hot.
Getting roles.
He was getting leads.
Yeah.
And it's like for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
What was that chick flick? My wife loves it. Return to Me.
Yes, where his wife's heart gets put in another woman. They fall in love.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's good. I went to theater.
I think I've watched that.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
On DVD.
Yeah, and you said Evolution, right?
I love that movie.
He had a little run there where he was.
He did. And then, of course, all the X-Men. X-File movies. Two of those?
Two of them, yeah.
yeah, so Rick, you started Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You're on that. How far have you gotten in that?
I am at, like, episode 12, I think.
Okay.
Man, it's so good.
Just keeps getting better.
It's, I mean, every episode, they all have good chemistry.
Yep.
And I still haven't seen one episode that's been lame.
Well, I won't say all of them are great, but.
Man, I have cracked up. I always have this thing. If I crack up but when I'm by myself, that means the show is funny.
Yeah.
And I'm weird.
You know how I can tell if the show's funny?
How?
My wife hates it.
Oh.
That's great.
Yeah. So anyway, and it's going to be, they said they're pairing it up with, it'll probably be paired up with, The Good Place, which I don't think any of you guys watched that either. But that's also Michael Schur that helped write The Office as well as Parks and Rec. And then now he's got The Good Place, which is good.
Yeah.
And then Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which, I mean, he's got all kinds of good shows that he either executive produces or writes on. And you guys all know him as, the Amish guy. Oh my goodness! Off The Office.
Dwight.
Dwight's
shrewd
cousin.
What is his name?
Moses.
Not an actor at all, but yet he sticks himself
he's
in.
So funny.
yeah. Said somebody's top Moses. Oh, sorry.
Awesome.
I guess we better go into Fallen Icons before we spend all night on this.
Man, this is a...
Anybody... Who's got this?
Stevie,
you got this?
Sure. we are saying goodbye this week to Margot Kidder. Otherwise known as the Lois Lane.
The.
Okay.
Maybe not the original, but...
The. The one, the Lois Lane of my childhood, yes. While you know, her and Christopher Reeve. That's who I knew forever as Superman, Clark Kent, Lois Lane. She was fantastic. She 69 years old, I think.
Yep.
Was that what it was? She is gone.
What other roles did she have?
Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
She made Clark Kent. She made Superman turn the Earth.
Yeah.
Back.
If you're doing that, you're pretty darn good.
That is true.
Just to save her. Remember with the car crash?
Yeah.
Dude, I cried, bro. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, okay. I can't.
She's the only Lois Lane in my book, to be honest with you.
Superman 2.
It's hard to beat her. I mean.
You can't. She's the only one.
She was in Black Christmas, 1974. Halloween 2.
She was?
Oh. Yeah, who was she in Halloween 2? No.
Amity Horror. That's 79.
That's a good movie.
I remember that one.
Yeah, so it looks like, meh.
Earlier on,
but mostly 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
But the only one that matters is Lois Lane.
I mean, yeah. She'll always be that one.
I mean, all you need is Superman 1 and 2. I mean, that's all you need.
That's true. What was 3?
3 was the one with Richard Pryor.
Oh, yeah.
And 4 was the one...
That was the search
quest for peace.
Yeah, quest for peace.
Is that what that fire guy
was? The nuclear man, whatever he was. I'm like, I watched it in the theater because I was so excited that they made it. And I walked out thinking, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
What were they thinking?
Gosh, yes. There's been a few of those. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's not the best superhero movie.
I put it up there with Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Oh, man.
No way, man.
That's coming.
I love that.
I was waiting for him to say.
I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
That's a good movie, man.
It's just not good.
No.
Superman. The Superman potential. Movie.
Oh. I thought we were. Okay.
No, we're not ragging on Crystal Skull again.
It's up there.
I could go in by another 20 minutes.
What?
Oh, man.
I love that.
Are you sure you've seen it, or do you sleep that one?
No, I saw it.
Really?
Yep.
I saw it. I can't unsee it anymore.
See, how long did it take you? I mean, because from the time I sat down on the seat, I remember being
excited. I feel
like
we talk about this every podcast.
I know, every podcast.
You know, the movie starts. I'm sitting there with like me and my dad something, and I'm like pumped, ready for a good Indiana Jones movie. And it probably wasn't. Maybe it was the refrigerator scene that I remember thinking, well, okay, let, you know, maybe. It, And that was only, what, 10, 15 minutes into the movie?
Yeah.
One of the first things.
Yeah. I mean, once that happened, I said, okay, this has gone to nothingville. I mean, pretty quick. And, I mean, there's parts of it that I liked.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But once I saw that part, I'm like, really? Do we go there?
Yeah.
Already? And but if it was just that, I could handle it.
Yeah.
Just one, but it wasn't.
One faux pas.
His son swinging on the vines of the monkeys. I wasn't a real big fan of that. Oh, man.
That whole kind of car chase scene where they were also he had the sword and they were sword fighting.
I gotta watch this.
Kind of straddling the two Jeeps.
Maybe that's probably why I like it.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's doable, but
it's doable. But again, how many of those movies had a scene in there with, you know, a car chase kind of like that? I mean, almost every movie had a little, you know, short round driving a car.
Oh, yeah.
And second one, then you have the one where the they're driving along the tank, and you have the tank going up against the side of the
cliff. See, those were phenomenal, though.
So it's like, okay, you've been there. Why go back there again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll add giant fire ants and we'll and somebody swing on the vine.
Because I don't remember now. Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute.
See, and then
maybe
don't know this movie.
And then at the big reveal, they couldn't even decide if it was an alien or not. I mean, it's like they refused to even say that word. Oh no, it's from another what'd they say?
The place beyond or the space beyond spaces or something like
just
that.
Just call it a freaking alien, man. I mean, gosh.
Oh,
once
man.
They did that, I don't know, there's not very many movies that I've left as disappointed.
Because of what it could have been.
As that one, yes. And because of the other three were so fantastic.
Oh,
so,
man.
Thank you to Margot Kidder for starting this.
Yes.
We wish you well.
Yeah. Give me more ginger ale.
Wish you well.
And aid.
All right. With that being said, let's go ahead and move on to CFN.
Yeah, how'd we get there from Margot Kidder?
I'm not sure.
We started talking about
Superman Quest for Peace. It's so awful.
Take a little splash.
You know.
Can I have more Rev?
Yeah, you can take all the rest of it.
And there it is.
Well, you got it.
What are you doing? Can't take it all.
Yeah.
Rick's gotta have some.
Yeah, you guys take all. Take it.
Boy, that looks just like urine.
Urine, 100% urine.
Urine.
Some other reason I have a chocolate.
Get arrested, Chan man.
Oh.
I think that's a winner, though.
Man, yeah, that's good.
Hey, guess what, guys?
Did they only have it in 2 liters?
I didn't check.
We
need to get a 5 liter.
Guess what? Guess what?
What? What, Rick?
Jamie Foxx is gonna play Spawn.
here we go.
It's official. They're making Ben Page 3
super fresh.
My bad. All right. So guess what's gonna come out in the winter of 2019?
What?
Episode 54 of the Nerd Outcast.
Which we're on for.
My bad. I mean, it's a comedian today. Sorry, man.
It's a good thing our fans are patient.
Well, the reason I know is because I have people asking me, where is it? Because they want to listen to the jokes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I'm like, I don't know where it is. I don't do that stuff. So our apologies. Anyway, so. Oh, confirmed Warwick Davis and Han Solo. You can't.
Yeah. Really?
You can't beat that. Yeah, he's going to be playing the Unmasked, the guy he played in Phantom Menace.
Also.
Who?
Anthony Daniels.
Yep.
Not playing C-3PO.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be the first. Me muero.
First Star Wars movie without C-3PO.
Without 3PO, you know yes. What?
I'll just say it. I'm not a fan of Anthony Daniels. I'll say
of
it.
Of him.
Yeah.
Not 3PO.
Not a fan of him. Yeah, C-3PO is great.
Not Anthony.
But if you told me you were going to recast him like they did Chewbacca, I'd be all right with it.
Yes. I don't know if they could, because they use his voice.
Oh, they could.
Surely there's a voice modulator that makes it sound like.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, they replaced the Red Skeleton guy, right? So, Red Skull.
That's just because Ross
anybody.
is a phenomenal impersonator. I mean, he's really good.
Like, when we were watching that, I was like, oh, I didn't know.
That's I thought it was. Guy? Yeah. Oh, boy.
Huh? Walking Dead guy?
Yeah.
So we're talking about?
Yeah. I was like, okay, I didn't think that he was coming back. Yeah. And then I read, I was like, oh, it wasn't him.
Yeah. Yeah, so I got one more. Everybody knows this, but just in case you do not know this.
Oh, gosh. John Wick 3?
John Wick 3 and Spawn are coming out.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were actually going to do some cool news.
No. April 11th through the 15th, Star Wars Celebration, 4 hours from where we are. Woo, Chicago, we're going.
Yeah, we are.
We got to.
When is this?
So are you, Shannon.
April 11th through the 15th.
We already got a place to stay.
We already missed it.
No, we didn't. Next year.
No, of next year.
Oh, you didn't say that. I thought
you did.
You said 2019?
Yeah, next year.
We already got a place to stay.
Yep.
For real?
Yep.
We're staying with Rev.
Yeah. He's got
connections.
My cousin.
He's my cousin, sir.
And it's a cool place to stay, too.
Yeah, he's a big real estate agent there, and he owns buildings. And in one building, half of it is his place that he rents out to people, but for families free. So we just say, we're coming and staying.
Hey, I am doing my immigration.
It's not a bad drive.
We're literally like 10 minutes away from McCormick Place.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How about walkable? Dino's?
No.
You got it. Okay.
You can't walk there and get mugged in Chicago.
10 minutes driving.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a real cool area, too.
Yeah, it is.
So get some Giordano's. We place to stay.
Oh, how about Gino's East? Is that good?
Giordano's, man, is the bomb.
Giordano's was amazing.
We got it. Whenever you can stay in Chicago and get Giordano's delivered to your house.
See, I'm on board just for that.
Oh, it was good. We ate good.
I think me and you could only eat a piece and a half.
that thick?
Yeah, it's real thick.
You have not.
Yeah, so we will do a podcast from Chicago.
Because I'm doing my vacation.
And it'll be
this.
Downloaded a month later.
Yes.
So
for 2020.
Oh, man.
I was in the pool.
Oh, Scout's getting kicked tonight.
Yeah.
Come on,
so
Red.
I'm not
Red.
Super excited.
My nuts hurt right now.
Are we?
Really?
You want another dong?
So how excited are you? They're mushy are you guys
now.
About this? Because I'm
I've always been wanting to go.
I can't miss it.
You never know when it's going to be this close again.
No, probably never.
Oh, yeah. Is this the thing they do usually, like in Orlando?
Orlando or LA? It's sometimes London.
So yeah, we got.
Yeah.
I wonder how quickly you have to.
They haven't announced tickets yet, but we'll have to get on
quick.
Those.
So what are you dressing up as?
Myself.
I'll probably go as the albino.
Hey, I got
Jedi.
I got my Luke Skywalker lightsaber.
You can't take weapons.
You can take a lightsaber.
And here you can.
Oh, okay.
What are you dressing up as?
Steve Solo. Sean
Solo.
Sean
Solo.
Yeah.
Shannon is gonna dress up as a 40-year-old hipster with that headband on his. Yeah. I'm dressing
Shannon,
up.
You have to go.
You dude.
Like, excuse
even
every
for
other
a couple
Comic
of days.
Con.
Just drive up. On a Thursday night, stay through Friday.
Yeah, I will excuse every other Comic-Con that you don't come to if you go to this next year.
So it's a week long?
It's
how many days?
5 days.
Yeah, 5 days.
11th through the 15th.
I mean,
we'll see. 5 days.
It's not a bad drive. You just drive up there.
It's a Thursday through Sunday, right? Okay. Wednesday or Thursday?
Yeah.
Something like that. Or Thursday through Monday.
It's happening. Get ready.
Either way, I'm going. I'm scheduling my vacation.
Because McCormick's place is pretty big.
Place is ginormous.
Dude. It's worth it.
I wonder how many different halls it's going to
be. Or did you go up there this time?
I went to C2E2, and it was,
it's good.
Any place that has a Starbucks in it is pretty big.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's broke down into all the different halls, Hall H, Hall whatever. And
G.
So, I mean, if it encompasses more than just one, I mean, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
All right.
It's basically a Comic-Con. Just Star Wars. I'm dressing up. I'm there.
Even if I go just one day, I'm there.
I want to go just on the sidewalk and see all the Star Wars costumes. But I'm dressing up as Phil from Spaceballs.
Man, you got to be careful.
What?
Because you don't want to get stopped every five steps like you did this last time.
I won't because there's a lot of Star Wars.
There's a lot of Spaceballs.
But... That's a lot of bizalls.
Space bizalls.
Space bizalls.
Space bizalls.
Calm the desert. Don't get me started.
Did anybody else catch the Rick Moranis return?
No.
No, it was pretty good. I tried to post it. It didn't work very well. Yeah, where he came back and reprised his
Was able to voice. To sound like him, though?
Not...
Keep firing!
I mean, kind of. It's like, initially, I think if you wouldn't have known it was him, you probably wouldn't even recognize him, because he's definitely like 25, whatever, maybe 30 years older? How long has it been?
It's 87 been
yeah.
to...
Yeah, yeah, so 30 years.
So, yeah. So, but I mean, yeah. It's online. It's at the very end when, like, the credits are rolling, and... Basically, he has a dream, and Dark Helmet shows up.
So funny in that movie,
but it's a good little. I think it's like a minute and a half. But the fact that he did it, they said it took a lot of coaxing for him to just voice that.
Huh.
I mean, he didn't have to show up or anything. They had a different actor playing it, but because he never took his helmet off.
Yeah,
but it was good.
Hmm. Everybody knows I have my coffee when I look at the radar.
What's that, Mr. Coffee?
Yeah, I'm done,
You're watching
man.
Now.
It's just now.
When? Just now.
Trying to picture the writer's room.
Oh, my God.
Sitting around writing. This would be so funny here.
Yeah, we passed it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, forward through this part. Yeah.
In fact, don't ever watch this again.
So good. I can watch that movie over and over.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's still good. It's still funny.
It's so good.
It's on Hulu right now, Scalf. You should watch it.
Now, does Spaceballs get mentioned every podcast?
I think so.
It might.
Yes.
Should we change the name of our podcast?
To Crystal Skull. Crystal Skull Spaceballs.
Well,
man, that's great. I think 100% of our...
Hey, we've already had an hour-long podcast.
Oh, man, yeah. What happened to going
Wait,
back
today?
Quick? Anytime that we say it's 30 minutes, just know it's going to be 300 minutes.
Nice.
Wait, are you doing CFN?
Yeah.
Okay. We've been on you for the last 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow. Merchandising.
Merchandising.
Kids
Spaceballs a coloring book. Spaceballs a breakfast cereal.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Aww. May the Schwartz be with you. Ding, 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 ding. Okay. My turn, I guess.
Would I lie?
Carl's Pizza. You're delicious.
I'm having... Man, I had an ice cream ding dong. Had some good ginger ale, and now I get a show. So good.
Oh, this has been my favorite podcast by far.
I'll have
guys.
The space soup.
Not again.
Man, I remember that. Hello, my baby.
Yeah. Hello, my rock song. Man, it's the ginger ale.
Is it?
All right, a couple news here from the Rev. Let's say a few. It's more than a couple. Obi-Wan Kenobi movie. We've talked about that before here. Rumored plot details have emerged for the planned Star Wars spinoff. Again, rumored, might not be true. I, for one, hope it's true. But Disney and Lucasfilm says rumor have begun to make progress on this planned Obi-Wan Kenobi movie, which they should have already made. In my opinion, just my opinion. They shouldn't have, but I would like to see it. And a director may have been locked in for the project. Find out more. Here we go. TMZ is reporting. This is the synopsis of what Obi-Wan is, the movie. It said Obi-Wan is on Tatooine, being an elusive hermit and stuff. That's how TMZ word stuff. I mean, come on. Obi-Wan is on Tatooine, being an elusive hermit and stuff, but secretly watches over an infant Luke Skywalker, whom he delivered to his uncle Owen. Tensions between the local farmers and a tribe of sand people headed by a ruthless war chief eventually brings Obi out of hiding and into Jedi kick-butt mode. Mm. So that's the synopsis. If you've ever read the Star Wars Legends novel, Kenobi, you know that description is very, very similar to that book, which I love the book. So I'd be very excited to see that as a movie. We've talked about it before. The report also claims to have confirmed that Stephen Daldry has signed on to direct the project. No word yet. Although it would be a crime if Ewan McGregor is not Obi-Wan. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah. Who else is gonna play?
I might protest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this? Did we talk about this last time? Marvel enlisted a pair of blacklist writers to pen what they believe is the next franchise. We might have mentioned this, but the Eternals is something that Kevin Feige has.
I think we talked about that.
Has wanted to, well, now they have hired a pair of blacklist writers, and that means, you know, writers who are very well regarded. Matthew and Ryan Firpo have been tapped to write the screenplay for the Eternals. So it looks like that's what Marvel's going to be at some point announcing. That's going to be their next big thing. And I think this news came out after it, but it still deserves a follow-up. But as we all know, Solo comes out next week. We will all be watching it.
Mm-hmm.
We might do a podcast from the car. We don't know yet.
Yeah, that means we're probably not doing a podcast next week.
No. And that's okay.
Yeah.
I think we had talked about this when he first got hired to take over for Lord Miller.
You're delicious.
I said, you know, hopefully this means that he's gets an opportunity to make Willow too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for those of you who don't like Willow, I don't care. I enjoy
who
it.
Who doesn't like Willow?
Yeah.
So this is what Howard said while talking to comicbook.com. He says, I don't give away too much, but there is a little talk of Willow. We wouldn't call it Willow 2. I think it would focus a lot on Laura Dannon, although Willow would have to be significantly involved.
What would the title be if it's not Willow?
The Of Good
Willow
Chronicles.
No, the Of Good. Hey, yeah. Yeah.
Of Good Chronicles.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Stick with me, homie.
Call it Allura.
Yeah. Because it's about the girl, though, right? The baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just call it Mardigan.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
You could. I mean, what's he going to do in it, though?
Yeah, he can't do anything. He can't even talk, I don't think.
No.
Really?
That's Jason. He'll know.
Yeah.
He took a picture with him. And yeah. He stalked him.
Yep. Calls his house every night.
Let's see. That is it for me. I don't know. I'm super excited about the possibility of that. I wonder if George Lucas will be involved as well, since he was a big part of the first one.
I don't know.
We'll see.
If they'd let him.
Right, I mean, they could do a whole trilogy on this.
They should have.
Scott was saying, I mean, the Ginge, we only use professional names here.
Oh, you're talking trilogy. About Obi-Wan?
Yeah.
Our superhero names?
We only use professional names on the podcast.
Superhero names.
Anyways, so yeah, a whole trilogy right after 3, then whatever happens in between.
Oh, of Obi?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then right lead up to when he makes that noise.
Rick, you would love the book, man.
Get the audiobook.
A battle between the Sand People.
I can get the audiobook, that's for sure.
And Obi?
Just sign up for Audible, and you get 1 month for free. So.
For real?
Yeah.
Was that Amazon Audible?
But it takes about a month to listen to one book, though.
Yeah.
Not really. You're driving all the time anyway, so
yeah, that is true.
Get it done
I'm
in no time.
Always driving all the time, driving all the time,
driving all the time.
All right, is that it for you, Rev?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was he sad?
NES Classic Edition is coming back in stock on
June
29th.
For everybody to buy?
Yes.
Or just for those people who work?
$59.99.
How much?
$59.99.
The original Nintendo.
One, man. I don't care.
Because
I got the
get?
Knockoff, and it has Mario's and Contras and all that, but I want the original Nintendo.
Yep.
When?
June 29th.
What's the volume, though? Like, small
they
volume?
They don't say.
Gosh.
But I'm guessing they learned from their mistake last time.
Which was?
So.
They only made, like, 3 of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They made enough for every GameStop employee to put a hold on it and buy it.
The system and the SNES Classic Edition system are expected to be available through the end of the year.
Hmm.
So they're planning on having
the demand's
at least
so
enough after the end of the year.
Okay, well.
Okay, I'm getting one.
I might get one then.
I might get the Super, too.
Does it have a list of games?
I've got the Super.
I got Super. The Super's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
It's fun.
I saw it at that one store I went to, finally.
Think Geek? Yeah. I walked in there at Christmas time, and the guy said, well, we have one. Do you want one?
Yeah.
I'm like.
How much was it? Like 80 or something?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah. I guess. Do you have the other one? No.
Damn it.
Here's a few games for you, Shannon. Castlevania, Castlevania 2, Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr., Double Dragon 2.
Double Dragon, baby.
Yes. Dr. Mario, Galaga, Ghosts and Goblins.
I got that. And
Kid Icarus.
Them, I got all those
games. This is
Kid
just, Icarus. I'm just naming off a few. So.
Is Punch Out there?
The
original?
Featuring Mr. Dream.
Punch Out. That's not Mike Tyson's Punch Out, though.
No, I think that's an arcade version, isn't it?
No. No, it's a game. No. I have the mini Genesis at the house.
Mario Brothers, Mega Man 2, Metroid,
Mega Man
Ninja Gaiden.
Ninja Gaiden, I had that.
Mm. And then Super Mario Brothers.
Hard though, bro.
1, 2, and 3.
Ooh, yeah.
Zelda 2, and the original Legend of Zelda. Tecmo Bowl.
Right. Tecmo Bowl was a blast.
So it's gonna have the original Zelda, the gold game.
No, a double dribble.
Double dribble was so good.
No double dribble.
This what about bases loaded?
It looks like there's 40 games.
Excite Bike.
Oh, that was a good one.
Well, you can find Excite Bike in all the. I have that now.
Do you really?
Yeah, I got the knockoff. Yeah, it was $24. And it only takes 8 months to get to your house from China. for $24.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything's made in China anyways.
Yeah, all right, this comes from slashfilm.com. Lord of the Rings TV series reportedly set to follow young Aragorn.
Oh.
Amazon's very expensive Lord of the Rings TV series might focus on the days of young Aragorn, the character played by Viggo Mortensen in the films. At least that's the rumor floating around. That's pretty much it that I'm seeing.
Just in reports, one article, I said
the OneRing.net reports that the show's first season is going to focus on a young Aragorn.
Yep. Season one.
So.
Man, I can't wait. Bring it on.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That might be one of those things, like, if they drop it, like, one every week or something like The Walking Dead.
I don't think they will, though, on Amazon.
Yeah, what?
I don't think they will on Amazon, though.
I thought Amazon does that with the Grand Tour show.
Yeah.
They
do with, like, some of their British shows, too.
Yeah, they release one a week. Even though they got them all sitting there, they don't drop them like Netflix. Some they do, but we'll see. If they drop one a week, then we can, like, might actually
do a podcast around.
Podcast. Yeah.
At my house.
Go to Rick's house and
watch it.
Watch it on his big screen.
we've been wanting to do a podcast in the Nerd Cave while taking video.
Yes.
Netflix, this is just going to be the headline. Netflix gives the green light to Lost in Space Season 2. No brainer.
No brainer.
Should have.
Yeah. Yep.
I was going to be really disappointed if they didn't, because
I
love that show.
Speaking of season 2, I'm on episode 2 of that show.
Gosh, man, really? It's so good. I binge. I mean, once
have you guys watched
four,
Cobra Kai yet?
No,
I'm still on episode 3.
I have not.
I better.
That got greenlit for a season 2.
It doesn't.
Dude, you gotta watch it though. You think it's hilarious?
It doesn't. I don't know.
Or were you a fan of the very first one?
I was the first Karate Kid? Yeah, I used to fight like that in school. I used to go like that. Do the crane kick, and ended up getting beat up anyways. So it was kind of pointless.
They would just dodge it and
then
take you down.
They'd laugh a little bit. What are you doing? That didn't work. Caw-caw, caw-caw.
Yeah. We go like this.
Daniel LaRusso does that. And this comes from GameSpot.com. The cult classic Zombieland, which came out in 2009, may be getting a sequel.
Oh, it's so funny.
Writers Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick, who wrote the original, told Vulture that a sequel with the original cast might be in theaters by October 2019 to celebrate the original's 10-year anniversary.
Wow.
Can you believe it's been 10 years since the original?
No.
What's that lady's name? Arkansas?
Wasn't that Emma Stone that was in there?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's her name in there?
Before
Arkansas?
She was really...
Yeah.
Is it?
Arkansas? Yeah. It was that What's-His-Face's, like, first...
Jesse Eisenberg's?
Yeah, like, one of his first... Or he did Facebook after that, or...?
He did Facebook after that, I think. But he did another movie before that, I was thinking, where he was
That's when I liked him.
Geeky.
Before he did Luther?
Yes.
That's all I got.
That's kind of not his fault, though, is it?
Not really.
Not
but
really,
still.
But I'm going to say yes.
Heck, he was completely cut out of second.
Zombieland's such a good movie, though.
It really
is. I've only seen, like, the beginning of it.
Really?
I've never seen it, yeah.
Really?
Man, I'm you know
being
I'm,
a Bill Murray fan, I figured you would
really?
Watch
oh,
that.
Dude,
man,
Bill Murray.
You know I'm a George Romero guy.
Best cameo probably ever.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it is.
We need to do a podcast. Top five movies we've never watched. But
we need to do top five cameos of all time.
Hey, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. We should do that. All right. Have that ready for next week.
Oh, boy.
There we go.
Oh, wait, we're not doing one next,
no,
next week.
I won't be here.
Where are you going to be
that's
at?
True.
Texas.
He's
you won't
you're
be
gonna
here
watch
on
Solo
Thursday night
in Texas.
You suck a duck.
Oh, he won't.
Man, you're probably going to the Fat Theater though.
The what?
A Fat Theater, PHAT.
Where they give
theater.
Where they give us food.
Man. So are we gonna
you
meet this lady
food,
sometime?
Order your food at your seat.
Yeah. Are we gonna meet this girl sometime or?
Sometime. I don't know.
I guess we gotta go to Texas.
Do we gotta drive to Texas for real? Is she white or is she Mexican?
I like Texas.
He ain't gonna answer. Anyways,
hey, so it looks like Infinity Wars just toppled Jurassic World's previous record, knocking it from the number three spot of from number four spot. Jurassic World had what? Oh yeah. 1.67 billion worldwide, and Infinity Wars in 3 weeks has just crossed that for the 1.686 billion worldwide. So they are now in number four, just behind The Force Awakens, Titanic, and then Avatar. Avatar, 2.79 billion.
That's crazy.
I didn't even like that movie, to be honest with you.
I didn't either.
I liked it the first time I saw it, but it just kind of lost its mojo, I guess.
Once you realize it's just Ferngully, it kind of loses its...
The whole, what's with the braids? Like, connecting the braids? That doesn't make any sense.
It's
let me connect the braids.
It's Dances with Wolves crossed with Ferngully. Yeah. I mean, it's... You know, they're Indians.
You put a braid on a bird, and the bird flies you around because he's connected to
my
braid.
It's kind of like here on Earth, you know, when somebody gets to know their horse really well and the horse does anything for them. I mean, we don't stick our hair inside them or anything, but whatever. Okay. But you can, you know, that's what I took away from it. Anyway, all right, so there's that.
It's a beautiful bird.
The next one, the next really hot piece of information I have. Nope, it's not going to come up.
Come on, Shannon.
I guess I'm done.
Tech.
You got to do the box office.
I do have to do that.
And Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
That's true. Hey, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is back, people.
Bam.
So.
What?
Yeah, we did.
No, I brought up the show, and he got all bent out of shape. And he said, this headband... It's cutting my circulation. So why?
It really is. All right, number one movie last week.
Shocker.
In the third week of its release, made $62 million. Give it a total gross domestic of $548.
That's not bad.
So, and a lot of people are saying that since last week at number one, it'll get bumped this next weekend with Deadpool.
By Solo? Oh, by
Deadpool.
Yeah. Anybody watching Deadpool tomorrow?
We'll say no. We have to say no. So we'll see how it does. Number two, Life of the Party, which the Rev has already said he went and saw. It made 17.8 last week. Next number three was Breaking In. Anybody know what that is?
No.
No.
But it was a close third.
It's not Breaking Out.
17.6 million. Only got beat by 200,000. Overboard was in fourth. A Quiet Place is still in the top five.
Wait, what's Overboard?
That remake.
It's the remake of
no
the Kurt Russell.
Way.
Yes.
Blasphemous.
It's been out for 2 weeks.
Shame.
But anyway, Quiet Shame. Place. Quiet Place being out for 6 weeks is still in the top five. It's doing well.
Wait, hold on, hold on.
What?
Hold on.
Hold on.
You tell them they redid Overboard.
Yes.
With
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell and
Goldie Hawn.
And Goldie Hawn.
Yes.
They
yes.
remade that
yes.
classic.
Yes. But they switched the roles.
Yes.
Shame.
So now it's a woman.
Why don't they go ahead and do Forrest Gump too?
Maybe.
Without Tom Hanks.
Maybe.
I'm sick of this.
I Feel Pretty at number 6, Rampage 7, Tully at 8, Black Panther.
Still
is at 9, even though you can watch it at home on your TV.
The Blu-ray is out. It's
still, a lot of
it's
people.
It's a good movie. Once when you're awake, it's really good.
You still haven't seen it all.
I'll watch it at some point this weekend.
Man, it's so good. Brada. It's so good.
Brada.
Blake. Penta.
RBG. RBG. Rounding out top 10.
What's RBG?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But
this is a podcast about movies, but we don't know.
we don't know some of them.
Yeah. There you go. There's your weekend box office from May 11th through the 13th.
Bam.
And again, this weekend we got a couple new ones coming out, but the big one is Deadpool. That'll probably
it might break the R-rated box office.
Well, I mean, they're projecting
record.
It. I saw like, what did I see? 60 million, like for the weekend.
It's
that
up
seems
like
really low.
It's up to 130 now.
That's a projected. Maybe that was just Friday night.
Yeah,
I might have been just looking at Friday night. All right, so there's your weekend. That's pretty much our CFN for the week.
Nice.
So, really, guys, from there, we can just kind of roll right into jokes.
The what? Oh, we're doing jokes?
Bam!
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to say
do
something.
Do I need to... What do you need to say?
One of my friends is a drummer. And I just want to say congratulations. He got triplets.
Yeah.
Triplets. All daughters. The only thing, he named them all Hannah. Hannah 1, Hannah 2, Hannah 3.
Oh my I knew God. Something was coming.
I guess.
I had to squeeze that one in.
I guess I was hoping for just a little bit more.
Hannah 1.
Oh my
that was
God.
That was good, Rick. That was good.
I have no jokes this week.
Well, how about I just put a 3-minute timer down?
Yeah,
there.
3 minutes. I have a couple. I might be able to.
Woo!
Squeak out.
All right.
Hannah 1, Hannah 2.
So there goes our 3-minute timer. So,
okay.
Let's see. What? I've got a couple. If I can
Rick,
find
I have one for you. I think you might like this one. All right.
Okay.
Why was Stalin late to join the Allies?
Why?
Because he was Stalin.
Wow. Good one.
Get it?
Yes.
I get
hey,
it.
Hey, what's a drug dealer's favorite Marvel movie?
What?
Crack Panther.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, what is it called when a whole country takes a test?
What?
An examination.
Wow.
Man.
I just not got it.
Hey, I wrote a book on reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Do not read it.
That's a good one, man. Hey, why did the Pillsbury Doughboy cross the road?
Why?
To get to the other place.
The other what?
To the other pie.
Oh, gosh. Oh, hey, when a deaf person sees somebody yawn, do you think that they... Wait. When a deaf person sees somebody yawn, do you think they think they're screaming? Man, that sounded better in my head.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Hey, who do mice pray to?
Who?
Jesus.
I think you've done that one.
Did I? No, I think somebody else did. I think Scalp did it.
Hey, when you look really closely, all mirrors look like eyeballs. Get it, Rick?
Pretty, I got it. It's pretty good. Hey, what's a plumber's favorite holiday?
What?
What?
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, gosh.
Dude, I got like 2 more and I'm done.
Hey, all right. A woman walks into a library and asks if they have any books on paranoia, and the librarian says, yes, they're right behind you.
That's, are you done, Steve? Mm-hmm. I mean, Brad?
I can't find any right now.
Hey, what do pastors use for bad breath?
What?
Testaments. That's terrible.
Hey, Scalp, are you going to get in here?
No.
No? Okay.
No?
Today at the bank, this old lady asked me if I could help her check her balance, so I pushed her over.
Hey, that's a good one, man. So I got one more. I'm done. And it's not even the funniest one.
Yeah.
Which none of them were funny, but okay. So what does the Mexican Santa Claus like to eat?
What?
Chimichangas.
Jeez.
Seth,
man,
it's not
good. Oh, man.
Wow. We're done. Turn the timer off.
So.
What? We're done.
I don't. What? Why are pigs not allowed to ride bikes?
Why?
Because they lack the thumbs to ring the bell.
Wow.
There it is.
That means we're done. That was 3 minutes.
That was probably the worst jokes we've ever done. We
didn't leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
Oh, that's funny. Oh,
what are we doing next, man?
That old chestnut.
Actually, yeah, if you have any randomness.
Have randomness?
I got one real quick.
Hit it, Scout, since you haven't spoke for a while.
Oh. I forgot about that one.
Wow.
All right, this came from foxnews.com.
Okay.
Okay. Where'd that come from?
Okay.
I didn't even mean to say it like that.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That was great.
I have a headache.
Scientists sucked a memory out of a snail and stuck it in another snail.
No.
What?
Yeah.
No, I'm not buying that.
What did the snail say to the other snail? Nothing.
A new study strongly suggests that at least some memories are stored in genetic code, and that genetic code can act like memory soup. Suck it out of one animal and stick the code in a second animal, and that second animal can remember things that only the first animal knew. That might sound like science fiction or remind some readers of debunked ideas from decades past, but it's serious science. In a new study, researchers at the University of California, LA, UCLA, extracted RNA, a genetic messenger molecule, from one snail and implanted it in another snail. Then, for good measure, they dribbled that same RNA over a bundle of loose neurons in a petri dish. In both experiments, the recipient, either the snail or the petri neurons, remembered something the donor snail had experienced. The memory was simple, the kind of thing even a snail's reflex-based brainless nervous system can hold on to, the shock of an electro zap in the butt. When sea snails get zapped in the tail, they send signals through their simple nervous systems, retract the parapodia. Exactly. At that signal, the little fleshy flaps hanging from their little snail bellies retract.
Okay.
Shock a snail often enough and it will remember that it's been getting zapped a lot lately. And its parapodia will retract for longer and longer periods of time. That's a simple behavior based on a simple memory. And in the new paper published today, May 14th, in the Journal of eNeuro, the UCLA scientists showed that they can suck that memory out of one snail in the form of RNA and stick it in another.
I've heard about that.
I don't know.
Let me tell you, I am shell-shocked with this story.
Gosh. Yeah? Are you?
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
I guess I shouldn't be terribly shocked.
It's a snail. You know, if they would have done it to a chimpanzee and he would have done a backflip like the other one did, then I would have been like, hey, you know what?
Well, they got to start small.
Man, it's a snail. What do you think? No, I'm just snail. Alone on this one. It's a snail.
No, I got you. This is
basically,
like
the, basically they, this is like they the zapped one thing. Snail a bunch of times.
No, the continent thing was legit.
Killed it. That was legit.
So it was basically about as legit as these snails.
They basically zapped the snail a bunch of times, is what they did. And then to make it remember the shock, and then they took that memory out and put it into a snail that has never been shocked, and it still reacted the same way.
There's something about.
Because it remembered what the other snail remembered.
You know how much money they spent doing all that research.
It's true.
But yeah. This is how you learn how they to shock snails.
They could have spent that on a legit Star Wars outfit for yeah, Celebration 2019 probably in Chicago.
More out of it.
That is true.
Wow.
You guys know all these little funky things that you see on people's desks, the levitating speakers, the levitating yes. plants. Oh, yeah. Anything to do with magnets and all that stuff. They don't do much, but they just kind of like... just hover something in midair, and it kind of looks cool. So they've this company, Levizen, which has something to do with levitation. They have a different type of levitation device. It's got a real retro look to it. It's kind of made out of like a woody kind of.
What's in the middle?
What you see there levitating in the middle is a drop of water. Now, obviously.
Now that's a real news story.
Everything, yeah. Everything that
they're
levitates.
They're making a water bubble float.
It's got to be levitated through a magnetic field, which means it's got to have the principles of having. Oh my goodness, not a metallurgist. So if you don't have the iron in there, it's not going to float. So how do you levitate water?
Mm.
Doesn't react, right? This does it through sound waves. We've talked about this more than once around here. How they're using sound to push things. Government's using it to kind of, you know, they can push pretty heavy items.
I heard they use sound to take the memory out of one snail and put in the other one. that's what they're doing next.
Yep.
And
so,
he wiggles his tail.
He wouldn't know to
he
do that.
He remembered the water drum.
Yeah. So they use two identical sound waves that travel against each other. When they create a standing wave. This wave has places on it where it does not move at all, while the other places on the wave move at maximum levels. What this all means, it creates little nodes. The node can actually get trapped inside this place and then levitate, basically in midair. That's all it does. This thing costs like $200, and if you want to be cool and have a little levitating droplet of water on your desk. The one drawback is that it can affect small dogs and other animals because it's such a high frequency. You won't hear it. Humans can't hear it, but some animals can.
So Dottie's going to start howling?
Yeah. They might. So, I mean, dogs specifically, but other animals. Yeah, you turn it on to levitate some water, and the dogs just bite you. Anyway, it's one of those. I don't even know if it's for sale just yet, but it's a Kickstarter. There you go. Here's my randomness.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Kind of.
We're 2 for 2.
Yeah.
Now, have you guys seen... Now, you guys know I'm a huge music lover.
What?
The Bohemian Rhapsody trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that? Check it out. Freddie Mercury.
I saw it earlier.
I think, personally, by far, is the best rock musician.
No, he's one of them.
Of all times.
Singer.
Singer.
I mean, he...
Yeah, singer. I think he's the best singer in rock.
I mean, he could do opera.
He actually sung
a couple opera things.
Of all times. Even over, say, Robert Plant or anybody.
Okay.
I think he has the best voice. I need to check that trailer out. It's legit.
Okay.
No?
We'll do. Yeah, I saw it earlier. I'm a huge Queen fan.
Dude, I love Queen. I'm a huge Brian May fan. One of the best guitar players.
Yeah. Bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. You know, I want to ride my bike.
They can go from an awesome song like Under Pressure.
I want to ride my bicycle.
Yeah. Radio Gaga.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Radio Gaga.
Oh,
and
man.
You will have 75,000 people doing that. I mean, it's
all we hear is Radio Gaga.
Gaga.
Radio.
Dude, they had some good stuff.
Great. The show must go on.
Oh yeah, man. Highlander. Oh, tears. Yep. I got tears in my face. Are we done?
Can we just talk about Queen for a little while?
Dude, I'm a huge Brian May fan. Now the concert. Do you watch the concert for life? Right when
he
died.
I want it all.
John, John.
Who wants to live
forever?
Oh, dude.
I got goosebumps. The dude's the greatest, man.
Dude,
and in the radio, they always play We Are the Champions after We Will Rock You.
Yes.
I mean,
why is that? They're two different songs, but they're.
I guess
because
they're
together.
Like really, really short.
Oh, okay.
So, but I mean, We Will Rock You, football games.
Yeah.
I mean, Queen is just an awesome band.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this movie is good, which I already hear is getting slack. So you're going to read the article by yourself because I haven't read it.
Oh, okay. You just know, huh?
Yes, I know. So anyways, what's next?
Anyways.
Okay, here's the headline of mine, and this is very random. Ukraine's Dolphin Army.
Nice. That one's worse than the snail.
just wait. This is a legit article. Ukraine's Dolphin Army in patriotic hunger strike after Russian capture.
What?
Dolphins trained by the Ukrainian military in Crimea died after going on hunger strike following their seizure by Russian troops, according to a top Ukrainian official. The facility for training sea mammals in Sevastopol, Crimea, is one of the several Ukrainian naval assets that fell under Russian control in 2014. Hopes had not been high for the welfare of these animals, with Ukrainian authorities making repeated requests for the return of the mammals to no avail. No avail.
None.
Some believe the Russians were planning to retrain the dolphins as Russian soldiers. reports The Guardian. A source told Russian state news agency that engineers were developing new aquarium technologies for new programs to more efficiently use dolphins underwater. Now, however, the Ukrainian government representative in Crimea has claimed that the dolphins perished defending their country.
By starving themselves?
I mean, this is one of the best articles I've ever read.
They got pictures. I know. Dolphins and machine guns.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. There's one picture of a dolphin with his fin up in little, like, a rocket launcher. Okay. Let me finish this out here. Boris Babin said the dolphins died patriotically, refusing to follow orders or eat food provided by the Russian invaders, with the hunger strike leading to their eventual deaths. How about this? The Russians forgot to feed them. Okay. The trained animals.
The concept. Oops.
I'm still looking at the pictures.
The trained animals refused not only to interact with the new Russian coaches, but refused food and died sometime later. Many Ukrainian soldiers took their oath in loyalty much less seriously than the dolphins. Russian Duma deputy Dmitry Belik has since claimed that all the combat dolphins that served in the naval forces of Ukraine had been sold to commercial entities or died of natural causes. There can be no talk about any Ukrainian patriotism with regards to the combat dolphins. Okay, I just said combat dolphins. Because under Ukraine, the special forces dolphins were involved entirely in commercial activities, not underwater operations. Okay, the issue is not about a handful of mammals who died because they were obviously distressed, but be it because of their trainers for other reasons. That's what I'm saying as well. So if you want to know what happened to the Ukrainian combat dolphins, the dolphin army, it was a food thing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we're all now kind of looking this
wow.
up.
Wow. That's the best article.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean, because military dolphins is a thing.
It has to be funny, but I mean.
But it's a real thing.
I mean, it definitely seems so, but.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Huh. I mean, the Navy has some. I'm here. I just having a click on a military dolphin. The Navy trains dolphins for stuff. But about dying of a hunger strike, that doesn't make sense.
I think the part is they were in the tank and nobody fed them.
Yeah, and which is like really sad.
Yeah.
Because I love dolphins. They belong in the wild.
They're super smart.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, super smart.
Yeah.
Super smart.
This is actually a real picture.
Yeah, that's a real picture, yeah.
Jim.
What's a pinger?
Is that?
That's real.
That's a real.
It's a pinger.
That's a real thing.
What's a pinger? This is the best podcast.
That's probably my favorite scene off the movie Toys.
Man.
Or have you seen that?
With Richard Pryor?
No, that's the toy. This is with Robin Williams.
What do you do?
Let me find it. He's in line at the lunch line.
Scalp is so bored right now. I mean, the ginge.
I remember that.
And he's talking about dolphins. And the one lady makes the noise. Oh, let me see if I can find it.
Man, that's great.
I used to rewind it over and over and over.
That's great.
I'll find it.
All right. So I guess that makes Flipper the George Washington of Dolphins then?
Well, I guess you could say that.
Is that it?
Yeah, let me.
I'm gonna
admit to you that I really enjoy this movie. it's one of those cult classics for me.
Is it really?
Oh, dude, it's so bad.
Wait, what do you? What is that now?
Toys.
Oh, okay.
Robin Williams. I've never seen it.
Never seen it?
No.
It's
now.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Dolphin Express is.
We're watching. We basically got turned into Animal
Dolphins.
Kingdom here.
Yeah.
I love Dolphins.
They got bigger brains than we do.
Well.
Yeah. True.
What's next?
technically, we're going into Seeable Truth.
Seeable Truth.
Seeable Truth. I mean, if that's all right with you, Rick. Is the trash
there?
Man ready?
Do I have permission?
As soon as I find the thing. I need to change it.
You do.
Okay. You should have heard that on the headphones.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh.
Oh my gosh.
We should have known. We should have known.
Oh man. You know, I don't go to SeaWorld because of that.
No?
I've boycotted SeaWorld ever since I watched that movie.
Blackfish?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
It's sad, though.
It is. Yeah. We should be praying for the Combat Dolphins.
Yes.
With their AK-47.
Yes.
We wish them well.
Please take those rocket launchers off their fins. They're supposed to be there. Okay. Nothing major with this one. We've been kind of on a kick of kind of looking at certain verses in different light. Last week we talked about the image of God and, mm-hmm. you know, that the one a portion of scripture about, you know, when they asked Jesus, you know, should you pay a tax to Caesar, blah, blah, blah. Well, this one, I want to read a scripture to you, and we're going to discuss a little bit about what it's about. I'm going to try to take it somewhere else, okay? So this is in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, ready, Rick? Matthew 6, verse 22. If you were in service last night, you would have heard some of this.
Yeah.
Matthew 6, verse 22, okay, says, the eye is the lamp of the body. Okay? The eye is the lamp of the body.
Mm-hmm.
If your eyes are healthy, your whole body is full of light.
Mm-hmm.
But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Okay, so just on the outset here, I mean, just take a stab at it. You don't have to think real deeply on here. What's that about?
Well, I mean, you can initially think of being blind or not being blind.
Okay, being blind or not being blind, okay.
Or is that, you know...
I mean, if you look at it in the physical sense, that kind of seems like what he's saying. Like,
if your eyes are dark, what is it?
Yeah, it says... if your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness.
So is that like seeing things you probably shouldn't see makes the inside of you...
If you're looking at it spiritually, yeah.
Okay.
And that is a common... deduction from, from that verse. But, okay, now, think about on the front side of this. So actually... Matthew 6, 19 through 24 has kind of the same theme of like running through it just in three different ways. Matthew 6, 19 through 21 is when Jesus says, you know, do not store up for yourselves treasures on the earth that, you know, moth can ruin, you know, robber can come and get. Instead, you should store up for yourself treasures in heaven,
right,
where those things can happen. Where your heart is, right, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's on one side. So you have treasure, then you have this random, the eye is a lamp of the body. Okay? On the other side of this is when he says you cannot serve two masters.
Mm-hmm.
You either, you know, love the one, hate the other, or you are devoted to one and you despise the other. That's verse 24. You can't serve God and money, or the word there is mammon, which is treasure or riches. So you have treasures on one side, treasure on the other side. The eye is the lamp of the body. Okay, so now what does that mean?
Eyes are lamp.
In context with exactly what's around it. Okay? All right.
I'm blank.
All right. So here we go. There's a key here to get to how that fits with everything else.
Okay.
Okay. And it's in a Hebrew idiom. Jacob, what is an idiom?
A saying.
Okay. Yeah. That's
sometimes a wise saying.
Okay. An idiom is a group of words established by usage as having a meaning not not deducible from those of the individual words. For instance, we have, what was one I used last night? Raining cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we know what that means.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right, what?
It's raining a lot.
Okay, yeah. It's raining hard. But if you were to give that to somebody who just learned the English language,
yeah,
and they started to break down, if they started to do a word study and broke down every word, what's raining? Well, I know what raining. What's raining cats and dogs? What in the world is America, right? I mean, yeah. And we have more of those things. Like, I thought of one. There's a lot of Springvillian idioms. So if you live in Springville, you would say, I have a head the size of a wampus cat.
Hmm. I've never heard that. But
that means you have a big head, right?
Great.
I would understand that. But somebody would say, okay, what, number one, what's a wampus, you know, cat, you know, right? So you wouldn't get that phrase. Mm-hmm. Well, Jesus is talking about here. He says, the eye is the lamp of the body. Well, number one, you have to understand how Hebrew Jews looked at the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So for us, the eye, what we, to see means to discern visually.
Mm-hmm.
So I see the ding-dong box right in the middle. Do you see that?
Yep.
Do you see that? Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, if we played the game, you know, I spy with my little eye something.
Blue.
We go around,
yeah.
Right? Is it that? Is it that? What? We're playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
And your ability to discern that visually will help you out in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so when somebody says, well, the eyes land the body, we automatically just go, okay, it's about what you see and what you don't see. Okay? But when it comes to the eye, for a Hebrew, it's deeper than that.
Everything you take in.
It is, the eye in Hebrew means your attitude toward others.
Hmm.
Doesn't mean what you see. It means your outlook. It means how you see. Not what you see, how you see. Okay? And so in this word, so when you get to unhealthy, if you do a little word study there, like the healthy eye, the Greek word is hapless. We're going to do a little word study, which means single. But guess what? In the Greek, it's also an idiom for the word generous.
Hmm.
You can go to different verses, like for the good eye. You can go to a verse, Proverbs 22:9. It says, a generous man will himself be blessed, for he shares food with the poor. Well, guess what? When you get to the Hebrew of a generous man, guess what you see?
Healthy.
A good,
good eye.
A generous eye. A healthy eye. Okay? A bad eye, right? He says, so if your eye is unhealthy or if your eye is bad, you can also say if your eye is evil. Right? What's that? Well, you can go to Proverbs 28:2. It says, a stingy man is eager to get rich and is unaware of the poverty that was. Guess what you get stingy from?
Bad eye.
So, here we go.
What's it looking at?
It's actually scripture.
Yeah. Okay, so, good eye is a Hebrew phrase, ayin tova, which means to look at life through a selfless lens.
Okay.
Okay, a bad eye is to look at life through a stingy or greedy lens. So, let's throw that back into the mix here. And I will break this down just a little bit more here before we close. So let's go back to the original verse. The eyes lamp the body. If you have a healthy or a good eye, your body will be full of light. So if you look at people with a generous eye, what? How does that change things?
Well, you're being generous. You're being unselfish. You're caring about others instead of yourself.
Yeah. So, let's go back to the physical thing. So I have selfless color glasses. So that's kind of what he's got on here. It's not what you see. It's how you see. So I'm seeing everything. I'm seeing everybody around me. I'm walking through a Walmart, and I'm seeing every. If I have a bad eye, I'm seeing everybody with a stingy eye. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing everybody through my own greed. I'm the self-centeredness that I'm looking. How different do you see? I brought up a couple examples last night, and so I can find them here. One was if you go down the aisle of a Walmart, and you see an old lady trying to reach something on the top shelf. If you have a stingy eye, what do you do?
Walk by.
If you have a good eye, what do?
Help out.
Okay. So, Jesus says, an eye's lamp of the body. An eye, your outlook toward others. What he's saying is, we see people the way God sees people. Mm-hmm. That's how we should. Okay? How does God see people?
Caring. Loves them.
Okay. Great verse if you want to say how does God see us is Genesis 22. Okay, Genesis 22, Abraham's getting ready to sacrifice his son. Mm-hmm. And what comes out to replace his son before the sacrifice happens?
A ram.
Okay, a ram. Who sent that ram?
God.
So here it is. God said, I want you to take your one and only son, and I want you to sacrifice him. And Abraham, being the man of faith he is, says, okay, I'm going to do it. I understand. Here we go. And he gets there, and God provides the sacrifice for his son. So Abraham, excited about what God did, he calls that place something.
Oh, gosh.
He says, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Literally, that means the Lord will see. Good eye.
Huh.
Okay? The Lord will see what? The Lord will see our need and show up to meet it.
Jireh?
Jehovah Jireh. Yeah.
It's one of the names of God.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
There's quite a few others.
Yeah, there's Jehovah Rapha,
Jehovah Nisi.
Actually, there's two names of God in that one verse alone. Because he says, I will call, this place... the Lord will provide, which is Jehovah Jireh, which means literally the Lord will see. But he's like, and from now on, the mountain, blah, blah, blah. Well, that same phrase there is Jehovah Ra'ah, which means the God who sees.
Yeah.
Good eye. Okay? So that's how God sees. So when God sees a need, he does what?
It provides.
Yeah.
Okay. Fast forward now. Jesus is standing, he's standing on his boat out. He's preaching all these people on the hillside in the Sermon on the Mount. He's telling everybody, hey, store up for yourself a treasures in heaven instead of on earth. Come on, your treasures is valuable. Okay? Store up treasures on heaven was another Hebrew idiom that in Jesus' time mean give to the poor. So when he said, you better store up treasures in heaven, he's saying everybody there knew what that meant. That means we're supposed to help people out. So he talks about that, and then he comes, okay, the eye is the lamp of the body. If you have a good eye, if you have a generous eye, your whole body will be full of light. But if you have a bad eye or an evil eye or an unhealthy eye, your whole body will be full of darkness. So basically, what you see, how you see, impacts the entirety of your life. Hmm. And how are we supposed to see? The way that God sees people. Okay, let's throw out another example. Say you don't do anything on a Sunday morning and you realize that there are some holes open up in certain ministries. You realize there's a hole in the nursery, the dreaded place in a church. Hole in the nursery. There's somebody, they are down, a person in the nursery. You don't do anything, but you see the need. You have a good eye. Well, what do you do?
You help out.
That's just a basic example, but you see what he's saying there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now he says something even crazier toward the end here, and of course, you know, I have 6 or 7 pages of notes for my sermon last night, but and I won't go through all of it. But he says the last phrase he says there, and guess what? I did it again. I messed up my notes. He says, "If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" What do you think he means?
Say that again,
Jacob. I just went. So if the light within you is darkness, one, we know that's not possible,
right?
Okay. So if the light, that phrase in of itself does not make sense,
right?
If the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Darkness comes from
like,
what?
You would have to be like super selfish.
Yeah, this is what he's
like,
saying.
Selfish beyond selfish.
Yeah. He's like, okay, if you find yourself, if how you see, right? If you see based on what? Light.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how we get into how the eye works, but light is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. So he's like, if what you see is darkness, then how dark is you? Well, here's the thing. Life becomes dark when we become disconnected from God. And if you have a bad eye, if you're looking through God and others around you through greed and through self-centeredness, and all that stuff, you're going to see people the exact opposite of God's. You're not going to see people of value. You're not going to see people in need. In fact, a greedy eye is a blind eye. You're going to ignore things. Why? Because it's all about me. It's all about my time. I don't want to do this.
It's almost like, if you see everyone else as being greedy, then it's probably you that are greedy.
Yeah, and yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and he's saying, he, if you find yourself there, if you find yourself saying, I probably have a bad eye. He's like, it points to something even deeper than that, and that is your bad eye points to your disconnection with God. So that's why he's saying, how dark really is it? You know, there must be something more. You know, if you find that you're this way, man, how really dark is it for you? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and there's a lot of people that have different interpretations of this. There's a New Age teacher that says, it's talking about the middle eye, you know. And there's another guy that takes it all the way down just on the eye doctor level, talking about, Jesus talking about a disease of the eye. No, he's talking about your generosity. That's the whole point of this. How you see people matters. And he's like, guess what? If you whether you build up treasures on heaven or on earth, or if you serve God or if you serve money, it all depends on how you see. And how we see is supposed to be how God sees.
Yeah, and it's almost like, take how generous God has been towards you and be generous towards others in the same fashion.
In fact, that phrase good eye is still used today in Israel. If we were in Israel and you heard a knock on your door, maybe somebody's, raising money for a church or a synagogue or, a charity. They knock on your door, you open it up, they explain what's going on, then they have a real simple phrase that they say to you while you're deciding. They say, will you please give with a good eye? Will you please see this the way that God sees it? I mean, it's still used. It was used in Jesus' time. That's why he's bringing it up there. And, I mean, it's still used today. I don't know, something to think about there.
I did not know that.
That's good.
Do you think we could bring that to America here? We start saying that a lot?
Oh, man, we should. Should. See, or what's crazy is everybody there knows what he's talking about, because it's in the fabric of their culture and their, their conversation. They know good eye, bad eye. Oh, they know exactly where, come on. We know where he's going. He's talking about our generosity and, you know, if we're going to help people. Hmm. But like we said, oh, yeah.
It's kind of like tipping people over here.
You know what some of the worst tippers are?
Uh-huh.
Christian people.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I was talking to my wife today. Not this week. You know, she works at a doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here in town. A very, very, very busy doctor's office. You know, some of the worst patients that they have are pastors. In fact, she was a guy. I'm not going to say names, but, you know, this is just, an illustration. A guy came in there one day. And by how he acted, you know, he unbelievable, demanding this, so mad, you know, basically almost cursing people out. I mean, you know, getting real hot. Well, my wife knew him in a different way. So he walks out of there and you know, all her coworkers, some not saved, you know, they're, oh, my gosh, he's one of our worst. And my wife says, that guy's a pastor. And they're like, oh, my gosh, no way.
Man.
Good eye, bad eye.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll stop there. But I mean, just another of those things that you don't quite get what he's saying until you really get into. Oh my gosh, he's using a very specific little key there to unlock that verse. But
yeah. So next time we're in a restaurant together,
I'm
gonna be like, good eye.
Good eye. Seriously, we need to. I was caught on it, actually. I share this at church. I get church at 6, a little bit behind what I wanted when I was preaching. And I get there, and one of the students, I won't say her name, just because she has given me permission, but she pulls in the driveway same time. Okay, I'm got sermon on my brain, so I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to get in there. And she goes, can you help me tune my guitar? So I'm automatically looking at my watch. I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, let's go on the stage. You can hook your guitar up to my, you know, effects and use my pedal. It won't take long at all. We get up there and, you know, it's in the bag. You know, slowly taking it out of the bag, get it. And I'm like, okay, you know, give it to me and I'll do it. Well, I pick it up and I put it down there and I get ready to stick the quarter inch cable in it. In the hole, and guess what? Her hole breaks in her effects. So I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. She goes, okay, well, wait. And so she starts to loosen her strings and pulls it back, gets her arm down there, trying to fix it real quick. I'm checking my watch. And, you know, I'm flipping it up. I'm like, gosh. I'm like, wow. I'm like, you know, I look at my guitar that I'm not playing at all that night, just sitting over there. I'm like, why don't you go ahead and play my guitar? No worries. Put yours up. Just take mine. It's ready. I'll tune it for you. You know, she's really, really thankful. She takes it in there. Got done. And it's like, good eye. That's the illustration of what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm stingy of my time, I'll do it later. You know, you don't need it tonight. Surely goodness, you don't need it back there in the youth. Get out of here. But yet he's like, you know, God showed me I got to see people the way that he sees people, and that's is you stop. You know, how many miracles happened that Jesus did when he was interrupted?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot. You know, he was on his way to see somebody, and a woman who had been bleeding for a year stopped and touched his garment.
And he stopped everything.
Stopped.
He's like, whoa.
And his disciples said, oh, I mean, we're so busy, we're not going to even know, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, wait. And it deals with her, moves on. Over and over and over. Why? Because he had a good eye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm done. But
something
to think about there. I think it's pretty challenging for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember that. And that's probably right why the Australian people use
good
that.
Eye.
Good eye, Mike.
Good eye, Mike.
Good eye, Mike.
Good eye. That's what I was thinking.
Makes sense.
Good night.
Cool.
Well, there it is.
That was good.
Close the books on.
Is that it for everybody?
I think so.
All right. Another podcast down. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/nerdoutcast. Check out our website, www.thenerdoutcast.com. Send us an email, nerdoutcast4@gmail.com. Send us a voicemail, 812-297-8801. Is that everything?
Yep.
Don't be shy.
Keep your powder dry.
Hope you don't die.
Good eye.
Wow.